Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. Once again, Focus is one of the three holy days that are celebrated by the Hierarchy of Light. This time, the Festival of Humanity at the third full moon, the third consecutive full moon. And welcome to our show that will be directed and overlighted by Saint Germain later on. I have Mike here with me, who is just getting through a bout of allergies. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Oh, better than I was.
you sound better.
Yeah, I got my voice back. That's great. That time of year here in Pennsylvania.
And Mike is our music genius here tonight, as every night, playing the different pieces of music in alignment with that, what Saint Germain is bringing through. And focus in the third festival is on divine will. I will to will thy will. So the first festival, which was around Easter, was the festival of the Christ. Focus there was on love. Then we had the Vesak festival with Buddha descending into the Vesak Valley in the Himalayan. And that focus was on illumination. And now we have divine will, or also power. And before I just give a little small dissertation on power, I want to give a shout out to those who are listening from Germany, one of them being my sister. Hallo Schwester, ich schick dir ganz viel Liebe. Schön, dass du auch zuhörst. That was just a little something from my sister to hear. I love her, and I'm glad that she is listening to our radio shows from Germany as well. So this festival now is about thy will be willed through you. And it is connected to the first ray. It is connected to the whole concept of power. And we certainly have had some pretty bad examples of power or people in power. And so often we think power is just that, what we've learned throughout our lives and what we've witnessed in the world. But power is really that space that we hold in the vibration of love and light, no matter what. If we can maintain this heightened frequency, this heightened vibration, this purity, no matter what is happening around us, if we can be that channel of peace, then spirit can work with us and through us to truly manifest heaven on earth. And that is the idea of power. Power really is not power over, or the power to harm, or showing how strong you are and how you could, if you wanted to, destroy everything. Power is a state of beingness where you hold yourself to a higher calling in the now, and by doing so, you become this pure channel of divine essence that can flow through you, into you, and through you out into the world for the spiritual benefit of all. And so power becomes something very, very significant at these times, doesn't it? You know, not to let yourself get misdirected by someone who's angry, or the rage on the road, or the impatience, or the entitlements, or whatever else is going on out there around you. You don't have to participate in the wars and in the in the rage that is out there at times. And it's not that you're not compassionate about what's going on. Of course, our love goes out to all of those in the Ukraine who are experiencing some terrible conditions. And there are many other places around the world where some terrible conditions are experienced, whether it's through starvation or other catastrophes. Yes, we have love and compassion, but you can't help them by falling apart and by not maintaining that beacon of love and light that you're meant to be, because that is the only way that we are going to be able to transform and transmute any discordant energies, any energies that are based on fear, into the vibration of love and light. And so the Festival of Humanity is really about assisting humanity to keep its course towards enlightenment, to redirect, refocus humanity, that there's something more to live for than your day to day, that every single human is part of a divine plan. We all have a role to play in this divine plan, not just selected few, not only those who are on a spiritual path and who've done the spiritual work. Every human being, every aspect of creation is part of the divine plan, because we are all part of God, of Source, of the Creator, of the Great Spirit. So why would we not have a role then? It's like an orchestra of light. You need every instrument, every string, every sound, every part of the whole. Otherwise, the music wouldn't be as beautiful, or something would be missing. And so every human being plays a unique vibrational string of love and light, even though it might be covered underneath a lot of fear, underneath anger, despair, frustration. It is still there. And it is for those of us who are walking maybe a little bit further ahead because we did more work on ourselves, or we had the opportunity in the lives that we've lived to liberate ourselves further. But it is our job to keep holding up that vision of love and to hold the space to help others to make some new choices as well. And that holding up the space for others to catch up, that takes power, and that allows for the room, for the space to be created that the divine will can flow through us out into the world. And there's also often a little bit of confusion, because connected to the first ray is the concept of surrender. Surrender is not the same as giving up or capitulation. Surrender is simply the willingness to say, I of my own know nothing. I open myself up to something greater who knows the bigger picture, to orchestrate that what needs to happen, to direct me, to guide me, to show me the way. I surrender in the knowing that my divine I am will work with me and through me to ensure that I am always at the right place at the right time. And when you really embody that surrender, you can actually allow yourself to relax a little bit more and enjoy life a little bit more. It is such a sacred place to be that we are all working towards. And some days are better than others. I personally can say that. What about you, Mike? Some days are better than others, right?
No, definitely.
So it's a constant learning process. But let's now open our hearts up to already feel our alignment to that greater part, to our divine I'm presence, to God, Source, Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is. Feel your spiritual guides now as we play the first piece of music, and let yourself also feel that connection to the full moon, that radiant, beautiful strawberry moon out there that is illuminating what's happening underneath the surface, where you might feel afraid to have trust and faith in that greater part of you out of fear that it might not have your back. And the truth is, that is the human self trying to tell you a story to keep you in separation. You are safe. You are loved. And that divine I'm presence is so willing to cradle you and hold you and help you out of limitations into a more liberated self. So listen to the first piece, close your eyes already, and after that, Saint Germain will come through and talk to you directly. I love you all. Let's do it. Greetings, my beloved friends and fellow light workers. It is with so much love that I'm connecting with you at this time of the Festival of Humanity, this time of the full moon, this time where you are ready to open yourself up to embody a greater aspect of your own self, to align yourself in a new way with your divine I am, with your purpose on earth, with the knowing that you truly are a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light in your own unique way, and that you have the ability to bring heaven to earth. It is very important that you do not compare yourself to others. Just know that you are a light within a greater light. Every light is unique, has a unique flavor, unique frequency, unique purpose. Not one light is better than the other. All of humanity, all of creation is a light within a greater light. You also are part of something so vast that is watching over you. You are a speck of light, yes, but you're also part of the stream of love that flows through you and out into the world. And even so, you might feel yourself as being such a small, tiny speck, so insignificant. The truth is that without you, everything would fall apart. You are that important. And so I want you to take a couple of deep breaths in and out now. And feel your seven chakras lighting up, your root, your sacral, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, and your crown. Feel them expand, light up. And that column of light that connects everything that is going through your chakras, that some of you know as the Antahkarana, feel that lighting up too. Feel it go down all the way to the heart of Gaia, anchoring you in as an extension of Earth. Just as from your crown, it reaches up all the way into the heart of your divine I Am and beyond to God Source, Spirit, the great spirit of all that is. And just feel yourself straighten a little, held in this alignment. And it is not that it's keeping you in place. It is simply there to give you strength, to give you that feeling that no matter what your human self is telling you about being alone, being separate, that that is not true, that you're part of something greater. You are a speck of loving energy within the stream of love divine. You are that. And so feel now the beautiful light filling you up. And as it fills you up, release all the heaviness, all the discord, all the contraction from the weeks leading up to tonight or whenever you listen to this moment. Take a couple of deep breaths, and with every out breath, release further the heaviness, the tension. Just allow yourself for this moment to be. There's nothing you have to do, just be. And as you find yourself in this stillness, in this beingness, you can feel within you a throbbing light, a warmth, your divine essence. And I invite your consciousness to focus on that most inner part of yourself, where your sacred divine essence has its place. For some of you, you can visualize this as a beautiful ancient temple. For others, it might simply be a light within the darkness. There's no set rule how you envision it. Just know it's your most sacred part within. As you allow your consciousness to flow into your own divine essence, for a moment, your physical body simply dissolves and you step out as this beautiful winged being of light, similar to the angels, yet unique in your own way. And you raise up towards the heavens, towards that beautiful full moon that is calling to you. And as you raise yourself up, you can see many others raising themselves up too. You're not the only initiate and light bearer on earth. There are many of you. Even though it sometimes feels like such a big task on earth, and that you're so alone, and there are only so few of you, see now how many there really are. And yes, you are spread around the world, but this number is growing. There are more and more of you dedicated to love, dedicated to bring illumination into the darkness, dedicated to be a light within a greater light, to be that will within a greater will. And now feel that there is something calling to you as you raise yourself up further. It is a beautiful angel that is awaiting you. It is your holy guardian angel. It's beautiful, large beings, always watching over you, always having your back. And so allow yourself now to be held by this holy guardian angel as you hover above this beautiful planet that has asked you to come and help. And in this alignment, feeling that love pouring forth from your holy guardian angel to you, it is a sacred moment now where all of you light bearers connect, all connected, every single one of you, to your holy guardian angel, creating this grid work, this network of light around the earth. And descending now from the higher realms, touching upon every one of you, as the Holy Spirit infusing you with love, light, and empowerment to fill your holy grail up within, to rewire you, to realign you with your higher will, with your higher self, to make it easier for you to be that channel and instrument of the light that you've chosen to be on earth at this time. Simply allow this Holy Spirit to fill you up and to fill up every part of you, your mind, your heart, and your whole inner self. And in this alignment, remember now who you are. And listen to the vibration and the essence and the truth of these words. I am a point of light within a greater light. I am a strand of loving energy within the stream of love divine. I am a point of sacrificial fire within the fiery will of God. And thus I stand in perfect alignment and sacred union with my divine I Am presence as one. I am a way by which mankind may achieve. I am a source of strength, enabling them to stand. I am a beam of light shining upon their way, and thus I stand in perfect alignment and sacred union with my divine I Am presence as one. And standing thus, revolve and tread the way, the ways of mankind, and now the ways of God. And thus I stand in perfect alignment and sacred union with my divine I Am presence as one. You are all that and so much more. You are a disciple dedicated towards love, light, and divine empowerment. You've dedicated yourself to the spiritual path. And now that we will, with great joy and love, continue to work side by side with you to bring heaven to earth. Now I want you to focus on Gaia, on Earth herself. You can see that there are areas, patches of darkness, where there's a lot of despair, a lot of heaviness, a lot of fear, sadness, illness, sickness, discord, wars, hatred, separatism, you name it. And I want you to truly open yourself up, just like that beautiful empty vessel that you are. And remember that any form of invocation, when spoken from the heart, while in alignment with your divine I Am, can truly bring about great change. So before we play the next piece of music, so that you can truly feel like the channeled instrument that you are, and bring love and light into the world, redirecting it from source, from God, through you, out to humanity, and to all of creation on earth, I want you to remember that you truly are an aspect of God. So when you say things like, from the point of light within the mind of God, that light stream forth into the minds of mankind, that light descend on earth. When you say this, acknowledge that this light is flowing first into you and from you out into the world. You are that bridge. From the point of love was in the heart of God. Let love stream forth into the hearts of mankind. May Christ return to earth. Acknowledging by you sending out love, you assist in the awakening of the Christ itself within all of humanity. That will be the second coming of the Christ. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the wills of mankind, the purpose which the masters know and serve. That is acknowledging that there is a purpose, a divine plan, and that when you open yourself up to your alignment, to your divine I Am presence, this greater divine plan can play out. Often it is your fear that slows things down or that might temporarily send you into the wrong direction. Not that there is wrong, but sometimes it creates unnecessary hindrance that could be avoided if you simply let go and let God. To trust that the universe has your back is a significant part of that. From the center, which we call the race of mankind, let the plan of divine love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let divine light, love, and power restore the divine plan on earth. Not just any plan, but the divine plan on earth. That is key. That is why you're here, to assist in bringing love, peace, and joy and liberation back to earth. And so now, with this next piece of music, be the channel and instrument. Be the aspect of God that you're meant to be, and send love, light, and divine empowerment to all those areas on earth, to humanity, to all of creation that needs it and that is ready to accept it. Do not force it, because there are some who have certain lessons, soul lessons, to still learn. And for them, suffering is part of their soul lesson, as difficult as it might be to understand or to accept. That's why it is about allowance and to will thy will be done through you. Not your will, but the divine will. So simply open yourself up, direct the love, light, and divine empowerment through you, wherever it is accepted, wherever it is taken in. No force, just simply directing it. Do this now. Every one of you did such a beautiful job sending love, light, and divine empowerment to us. You can do this at any time, raising yourself up, calling on your holy guardian angel to be with you, and sending out love and light into the world. Now, your holy guardian angel is simply going to guide you back towards the physical body that you left behind. And you yourself are now descending back where you came from, being gently merged back with your physical body. But your holy guardian angel has a present for you. It is a sacred amulet that holds the essence of the Holy Spirit. And it is now being infused into your heart to guide you, to help you when your human self is strong and opinionated and wants you to believe that you're all alone, or that you should react with anger and frustration and impatience. It'll help you like a compass, redirecting you, reminding you that only love is real. Everything else is an illusion. And it is for love to be anchored on earth, through you, into you, and out into the world. Now that my love is with you always, I am your guide, I am your friend, and I am here to support you on your path of enlightenment. If you have now 5 minutes, put down a few I am statements to help you in the week and months to refocus how you choose to be a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light for the spiritual benefit of all. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and it is done. Namaste.
All right. What a great show. I'd just like to, one thing we didn't do at the beginning was give out our website. So I'll do that now. So Brigida's website is www.lightbridge101.com. On her site, you can see all the things that she offers, sessions and different things and classes that we have. And so you can always find her contact information on there. My website is www.mikesnydercc.com. And you can find my music for sale on there. And we have some free downloads of some of the other radio shows we've done. There's some mixture of classes we've done over the years. So there's a lot of information and content on there as well. And we have started a new Lightbridge 101 YouTube page. We have a few videos on there. Some of them are guided meditations. So we have quite a few different things for you to choose from.
Well, thank you, Mike. And thank you, everybody, for listening. This concludes now those three festivals of love and light and divine empowerment. And the next one is going to be the summer solstice. It's hard to believe that we are already halfway through the month. And that will be around June 21st. So it won't be too long that we are going to do another one of the radio shows. And stay tuned either via Facebook or the newsletter, and you'll be notified of the next upcoming event. And with that, I hope you enjoy the full moon. It packs quite a punch, I would say. And take it easy and integrate these new energies and continue to be this beautiful channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light that you are. Blessings to you. Blessings to my sister in Germany. Schöne Grüße und gute Nacht. And peace out.
Okay. See you next time, everyone.